Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
You don't really change much. You don't win 14 games by mistake. The playoffs, obviously, it's magnified because if you lose, you go home. But at the end of the day, all the little things that goes into winning football still stay the same. We got to continue to do that.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and the Eagles are getting ready for the playoffs. This after the Birds went 14-3 during the regular season. They won the NFC East. They are the 2 seed in the NFC, and they will host Green Bay in the wild card round of the playoffs at 4:30 late Sunday afternoon. And let's bring in KYW's Dave Uram to talk about the Birds. And Dave, before we focus on the matchup, let's talk about the last few months. If we went back to the bye week when the Eagles were 2-2, coming off getting their rear ends kicked in Tampa 33-16. I think most folks would have been hard-pressed to believe we'd be where we are now. What do you think are the biggest reasons this team was able to turn the corner?
I think, Matt, they leaned into Saquon Barkley, who you could make an argument the MVP this season. Rushing champion, no doubt. They leaned into the offensive line, and the run game became a big part of their identity.
Barkley cuts outside. He's at the 40, the 50, the 40. He's going to go again. He's going to go again. Touchdown, Saquon Barkley, his all-time record, 72 yards.
How good is this guy?
Defensively, Vic Fangio figured something out, and that defense played much better than they did earlier in the season, and now they're the number one defense in football. So I look at those two reasons as how the Eagles' season turned around.
Was there a game during the regular season that you feel like the Birds really stamped themselves as a legit Super Bowl contender?
The one that I go to is December 1st. In Baltimore against the Ravens.
Henry is tripped up for a loss. Guess who? Zach Bond.
Fantastic.
Got him on the backfield.
Just a fantastic job.
They had never, as a franchise, beaten the Ravens in Baltimore before. In fact, Baltimore's quarterback, Lamar Jackson, had only one loss against an NFC team in his career. And the Eagles, they were the tougher team, and that was, I think, a signature win of their 10-game winning streak. You go, when you went, whoa, this team, they could really go on a run.
As far as the playoffs are concerned, Eagles will play the Packers. Now, these two teams actually met week one in Brazil. Birds picked up a 34-29 win. Anytime I talk to coaches about going back to a game that long ago, you kind of get a, well, you'll take a little bit, but the teams are in different places now. Do you think there's a lot to take from that game looking ahead to Sunday?
I don't think so. It's a totally new season, and anything can happen in the postseason. So no one should take the Green Bay Packers for granted.
What scares you about the Packers, or what do you focus on when you look at them?
They're a team that thrives or does well on explosive plays.
Back goes Love. He's starting to run. He pumps, he fires, and wide open downfield. Breaking a tackle at the 20 is Reed, and he's in for a touchdown. 70 yards.
The Eagles are good at preventing defensively explosive plays. So I think that's a big area to look at this weekend. But if the Eagles are preventing those plays and controlling the line of scrimmage, feeding Saquon, winning the time of possession, and just controlling the game in terms of its momentum, I think it could go very well in their favor. But that seems like a key part, is to limit the Packers from having explosive plays.
What do you think is the biggest key for the Eagles if they are to not just win on Sunday, but make a run and get to maybe win the Super Bowl?
I think try to limit as many turnovers as you possibly can. That's just basic football. Limit the penalties and dominate on the lines. That's really where football's won. That's the identity of this team. If they dominate on the line, Saquon Barkley should have a tremendous postseason like he's had regular season. And if that defensive line, if all three levels of the defense are connected and are cohesive, I'm telling you, the Eagles could legitimately make a run. But that being said, this weekend against the Packers is really not a game to take lightly at all. Yes, the Packers have come into this game on a two-game losing streak. They're kind of in a little bit of a funk right now. But last season, they were underdogs in Dallas. And they did a great job against the Cowboys. They handled the Cowboys, and they had an upset. And then they almost beat the 49ers. They had a good performance against them before losing. So this Packers team is playoff-tested, and they should not be taken lightly.
Do you feel like the demons of last year's collapse have been exorcised at this point, or do they need to at least win one playoff game for that to happen?
I think it depends what happens. I think it's really hard to compare this year to last year, but at the same time, you can never forget about last year. I'll even take it a step further. I'll go back two seasons. I don't think that there was any reason that they should have lost that Super Bowl to the Chiefs. They had a 10-point lead at halftime, and I make the argument that if they made a stop on defense, they win that game. So, like, that was an opportunity lost. You look at this season, they got some guys on this team, like Zach Bond, who's on an expiring contract, who's been tremendous. Mekhi Becton on the offensive line, I believe on expiring contract. He's been key to the O-line. So, like, are those guys coming back next year? I don't know. That's why you got to take advantage of it this year. This has been a great season for the Eagles at 14-3. Don't waste it. Go all the way and take advantage of what you've done so far.
KYW's Dave Uram joining us. And don't forget, you can listen to that Eagles game on our sister station, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We'll have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.